inspire, enrich, transform. That is the goal of the Overton Arts Council, and President Tim Richardson joins us. Tim, the Overton Arts Council, it's something that I think probably, I know it was certainly, I believe, a dream that you had and some other folks in the Overton County and Livingston area. It's a culturally rich area.
It is, yeah.
And I think that the Overton County Arts Council is something that can help transform those things into the art forms that happen in the area. It can really help them grow and expand.
Exactly, yeah.
So, Tim, not only do we appreciate you coming in and joining us, but we appreciate the work that you do with the Overton Arts Council. And want to know, really, how was this born?
Yeah, great question. So we officially founded the 501c3 nonprofit last January, January 2024. But about 6 or 8 months prior to that, the Chamber of Commerce, Shannon Cantrell, who was our executive director at that time of the chamber, it was kind of her brainchild to sort of start the council within the chamber. I was invited to be a part of that, and then one thing led to another. We quickly decided that we probably should spin it out of the chamber, have our own mission, our own board, our own nonprofit status. So that's kind of how the nuts and bolts of how the organization got started. I think there was a pent-up demand in Overton County for an organization like ours that can promote the arts, can better facilitate art education, art exposure, especially for some of the younger people in the county.
Tim, the goal, of course, is to promote the enriching qualities of the arts and the things that they can bring to your personal life, that they can bring to the community. Why do you think that it is important for communities to come together around the arts?
Yeah, great question. I think it's important that we find ways to bring people together. You know, there's so much divisiveness in our culture these days. And we've seen it happen in the short time we've been in existence, where people across the political spectrum, across generations, can come together and enjoy a presentation on art, can come together and enjoy seeing an artist's work, can take classes together. There's something about learning to see the world through an artist's eyes that makes you appreciate the beauty all around us every day. And so I just think those are some of the things we're trying to foster and facilitate, and we've seen the fruits of that already and have big plans to sort of continue that progress in Overton County.
I know you, Tim, and also Gene Gant, mm-hmm. very involved. Why do you believe that this niche hasn't been filled?
Well, I think it's a good question. I think, you know, Overton County does have a rich legacy of both musical art and visual art. There's a wonderful man, Bud Bishop, who's since passed away, but he moved to Livingston in the late 90s, early 2000s, and was a former director of the Hunter Museum in Chattanooga, former director of the museums at University of Florida and Ohio State. So a prominent sort of arts executive, if you will. And he was a painter himself. He was passionate about this. So he kind of, you know, laid the groundwork for a lot of what we're doing. I think I'm a newcomer to I've been in Overton County about 2 years now. And sometimes it takes a newcomer who's looking for something to do to kind of provide the impetus and the spark. But I would say
a new vision.
Well, and I think the whole board has come together with a vision and an energy that, again, I think the community has responded to because there was a pent-up demand for it. We're not sort of imposing something on the community. Rather, we're just sort of unlocking and unleashing kind of a passion that was already there, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And lots of classes on the way and opportunities for members of the community to get involved. There are art mixers. There are intro to painting classes coming up and even scholarship opportunities as we explore the Overton Arts Council, the Overton County Arts Council, where their mission is to inspire, enrich, transform. And you can be part of that mission. You can be part of the work that the Overton Arts Council does. Livingston and Overton County, a rich area, both culturally with music and arts. And Tim Richardson with the Overton County Arts Council helps us explore all of the opportunities that folks in the Upper Cumberland have to experience some of this richness that Livingston and Overton County have. And the Intro to Painting classes, Tim, are an opportunity where people can, with very little skill, and without a lot of time, immerse themselves in an opportunity to learn to paint.
Yeah, that's right. So we always want to try to offer drawing and painting classes at the beginner level. We don't expect anybody to have any previous experience or any formal art education. We think that the arts should be accessible and open to everyone. Regardless of your academic background or your age or your skill set. We offered introduction to drawing classes this month. We're offering introduction to painting classes next month, every Monday night. We're calling it the Monday night art class, from 5:30 to 7. We think that that time will allow folks who have a day job to kind of pop in after work. It allows high school age kids who are in school all day to kind of come in the evening. We found that it also seems to be a good time for some homeschool families to come. So anyway, we're trying that this spring. Justin Blackman is our painting instructor, who's a very prominent artist here in Cookeville, who's going to make the 20-minute drive up to teach, and we're thankful for that. That's what we're doing. We plan to offer quarterly demonstrations and workshops for more intermediate to advanced painters and artists of all kinds in the future as well.
So these intro to painting classes, I remember when I took art appreciation in college, and we were told a list of things and supplies that we had to purchase, and a sketch pad and mm-hmm. watercolors and mm-hmm. things of that nature. And so when we were given assignments, paint a watercolor portrait, paint this, we had those tools at the ready. Mm-hmm. So how will we have the right tools to do what we need to do on these intro to painting classes?
Well, the good news is you don't have to think about it, because we're gonna give them to you. We're trying to make this very affordable, very accessible, and we don't expect people to have to sort of think about those kind of things. When you show up at the class, the instructor simply gives you the supplies you need for that lesson. They are included in the price. The price is only $10 per student per class, so we wanted to keep this very affordable. We may break even, but I think we lose money on it, but we have generous patrons who are willing to fund the supplies. And I also want to say that, especially if you're a young person, if you're middle school or high school age, and you need supplies or you can't afford the $10, just email us. Let me know. We don't want cost to be a barrier for anyone. If you have an interest in the arts, email me at info@overtoncountyarts.org, and we'll make sure that you have a scholarship if you need it for whatever we're doing.
And on these intro to painting classes, so just to help me understand and visualize this, when we start on that first class, is this a painting that we get weekly instruction, and then at the end of April we'll have a finished product, or is this a new opportunity each week?
Yeah, it's really a new opportunity each week. The way we've designed the classes with collaborating with our instructors is we want them to be cumulative if you want to come every week. So if you wanted to come every Monday night in the month of April, the skills you learn each night will build on each other. But we also didn't want to be prohibitive if you can't do that. If you can only come one night or two nights, we wanted you to be able to get something out of that as well. So it was a challenge, but working with our instructors, who are very experienced and very passionate about teaching beginners, we were able to kind of structure the classes in that way so that you'll get something out of each class that you're able to attend. The final class on the fourth Monday in April will be more of a general composition class that you will be able to sort of pull it all together and probably walk out of that class with more of a finished painting. But you will get the tools and the supplies you need throughout the month to create a painting as well, if that makes sense.
that is an opportunity for you to do the intro to painting classes with the Overton County Arts Council in Livingston. Mondays in April, those classes being taught by Justin Blackman, a Cookeville painter who is going to help walk you through and help you understand the ins and outs and help you learn to do some basic introductory painting. Enriching the lives of people in the Upper Cumberland, that's the mission of the Overton County Arts Council. And that is why Tim Richardson is so passionate about the work that the Overton County Arts Council does. We're promoting the arts. We're promoting people getting involved and getting off devices and getting off of a screen and getting into something that they can put their hands on and really invest some time into making a creation. And the arts are so important in Overton County. It's been recognized now that what you guys are doing is so important for the students there, mm-hmm. the youth there, to help enrich them, that Tennessee Tech has a scholarship opportunity.
Yeah, that's right. So part of our mission has always been to promote more art education, more art exposure for K through 12 students in Overton County. And so the very first thing we did after we established ourselves in January of last year was we announced the Libby Allen High School Art Contest, which we started last year. We're doing it again this year. So students can submit, high school age students in Overton County submit their works at the end of this month on March 31st. There's no fee to enter. You just enter your whatever you have created and enter it in different categories. They'll be displayed for 2 weeks at the Chamber of Commerce. Then on April 12th, we have an award ceremony. There'll be cash prizes for all the categories, you know, first, second, third place for all the categories. So it's a way to earn a little bit of money. But as you mentioned, the most exciting thing for us this year is Tennessee Tech has stepped up. The School of Art, Craft, and Design has announced that they are going to very generously offer a $1,000 scholarship to a senior in Overton County who is participating in the Libby Allen Art Contest. So all you have to do is participate, put some work in the show. Jeremy Blair from Tennessee Tech, the leader of the art education department there, will come by and assess the work and pick a winner and award that lucky student $1,000 that he or she can use to pursue art beyond high school at Tennessee Tech.
And it's not just about getting our youth involved, though that's certainly important, and the progress and the work that will come in our future will come from the hands of our youth. Mm-hmm. And so that is certainly important. But some of us are not eligible to some of us are not youthful now,
right.
And we're not eligible to learn as we grow. So we got to grow where we are. And so you have opportunities for us, too. So the art mixers are a great place and an opportunity for us to immerse ourselves even without a scholarship.
Yes, that's well put. So, yeah, the art mixers is something we try to do every third Thursday of the month. We take a few months off throughout the year, but most third Thursdays of most months, we do what we call the art mixer, which is simply a way for adults to come together. And it is adults, 21 and up, because we do serve some tasty beverages that may be not appropriate for younger folks. But we get together. We have a presentation on a particular artist, a famous artist, somebody that everybody's probably heard of. So we've done, Van Gogh. We've done Monet. This tomorrow night, we're doing Norman Rockwell. In April, Perry Johnson, the painting professor at the at Tennessee Tech, is going to do a presentation on Vermeer, the famous Dutch painter. So we'll do that. We have tasty beverages. We have good food. The presentation itself is just 30 minutes long, so it's not a college lecture. It's not an onerous thing. And there's a lot of time for socializing, a lot of time before and after the presentation for folks to just, get to know each other, have conversations about whatever they want to have conversations about, and build community around like-minded people coming together to appreciate the arts and to grow what we're trying to do.
I'm listening to this. I'm hearing this. And I think this is exactly where I want to be plugged in. I want to participate. I want to get involved. Tell me how I can do that.
Well, great question. So the way we're set up is, of course, we love our patrons, our sponsors. There's ample opportunities for businesses or families or individuals to sort of underwrite any program we're doing or any event we're doing. But we also have this concept of membership, individual and family membership. And so a family membership is just $50 a year. It includes everybody in the household. It gives you discounts on classes. It gives you discounts on events. It gives you discounts on purchases from our Paint Livingston Festival in the fall. So there are many benefits to becoming a member. One of the key benefits is you provide, frankly, some ongoing recurring revenue for the organization that we can count on, that allows us to sort of think forward in the future, you know, quarters and years to plan. And how can we do more classes? How can we do more events? And having that sort of baseline of funding really helps in that respect as well.
Tim Richardson, president with the Overton County Arts Council, helping enrich lives in the Upper Cumberland by immersing you in the arts.